It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. El Paso County is expanding COVID-19 vaccine access for communities of color. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
The County Public Health Department is partnering with Servicios de la Raza, UC Health, and Peak Vista Community Health Centers for pop-up clinics. The goal is to vaccinate more than 2,000 Black and Latino seniors over Friday and Saturday. The county public health director said in a statement that these clinics are meant to increase vaccine access by reducing transportation and language barriers. Appointments are required and are being made through community partners, including the health department and churches. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Some shipments of COVID-19 vaccine to Colorado have been delayed by winter storms across the country. State officials say those overdue shipments would arrive no later than Monday. Coloradans have already received about 1.1 million doses of the vaccine. State air regulators have passed a new rule they hope cuts down on greenhouse gases released at oil and gas wells. CPR's Miguel Otárola has more.
The Air Quality Control Commission rule requires oil and gas companies to replace pneumatic devices that control equipment at thousands of wells across the state. The devices are powered by natural gas produced in the field and are a major source of methane pollution in the sector. In 2 years, the devices at existing wells will be replaced with newer units that run on compressed air or electricity. New wells will also need non-emitting controllers. The proposal was a compromise between industry groups and environmental groups. The rule goes into effect in May. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
A search dog found the body of a snowmobiler who was killed by an avalanche near Ruby Mountain in northwest Colorado Tuesday. That person's death makes a total of 11 people killed in avalanches in the state so far this season. And Colorado's high country can expect more snow today and tomorrow. It's going to be mostly sunny along the Front Range. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.